Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
In a case like this, one call would be shocking, but I want to ask it anyway. Even though we're not talking about politics this year, we want to be sort of your escape from all of that. The presidential election is tomorrow. It is tomorrow. My question for you guys listening, and it just takes one call. Is there anybody that is just finding out right now that you're just floored that the presidential election is tomorrow? You had no idea. 1-855-BIRCHO. I can't think of one circumstance based on all the texts that I'm seeing or the commercial, the ads on everywhere.
Incessant.
Insane. I can't think of one circumstance where you wouldn't know that the presidential election is tomorrow. Can you? I mean, even if you were out of the country, the rest of the world is talking about it.
I think we've done this before, and there's always somebody who somehow has insulated themselves, and maybe you're just, because obviously what we do for a living, we're online chronically, we're watching television chronically, streaming services. If you have kids, every YouTube ad is a political ad. And so it's just, it's in your face. And we're a battleground state. So it's even worse for us.
And we'll put you on the voice disguiser if you got a reason. 1-855-BIRCHO. I will stress this again. Your vote counts. I mean,
it does.
It really, really counts. No matter who you're voting for, you can take a look at all the statistics, and it is so close. Even the pollsters are like, we'll just throw a number out there. We're really not sure. But how could it actually be possible, 1-855-BIRCHO, that somebody does? You'd have to have been in an accident months ago. Slipped into a coma. You just came out of it 7 minutes ago, and you put the Burt Show on. And you're like, oh.
I feel like the only two possibilities is either one, you've been in space, so you've just been distracted there. Or
I think they're campaigning
the
up there.
Yeah.
There are flags up there
for sure.
Are you been in a submarine and you've been submerged for a long time? So it's either you're out in space, yep, or you're underwater. You got no idea.
One call. I can't imagine what the circumstance would be. Zeke, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. You had no idea the presidential election was tomorrow.
I definitely did, but three of my coworkers on a work call this morning had no idea whatsoever. They thought we were still either in A, early voting, or B, thought the election was like a couple weeks from now.
How is that possible?
I wonder that.
Don't tell me the name of the business, but what's the industry?
It's in telecommunications.
Telecommunications?
Yeah, really.
That's the craziest thing I heard. Three, were you floored when they said, oh, we had no idea, it snuck right up on us?
I had to speak up on the call and just be like, yeah, so early voting ended Friday. Tomorrow's the election day. You have to go to your voting precinct. If you try to show up to the High Museum, you're kind of screwed.
I mean, you'll see some really nice art, but you're not going to see, like, yeah, any
you're
polling places.
You're not going to be able to vote, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, two calls. What? Who didn't know the presidential election is tomorrow? John, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning.
Good morning. Seriously, now? You didn't have any idea?
I did not.
How?
So I work with Amish.
Oh.
And we don't have a whole lot of news going on.
Are you calling us from Pennsylvania?
No, I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you say you work with the Amish, you're obviously not Amish because you've called us on a phone and we're on the radio. So how are you still so sequestered from any kind of media whatsoever?
So I don't have TV. I don't watch TV a whole lot. I spend most of my time on, you know, I guess it would be Netflix, Hulu, all those. I don't actually watch in-person TV, I guess.
I was watching Hulu last night, and every time that bad boy went to commercial, it was, have you heard about this? I'm like, oh, my God, you cannot escape it.
Right, but apparently you can. So if you're on net, go ahead.
I skip the ads. I pay for premium.
Wow.
Okay, brag a little more.
Well, now we know who you're voting for, Richie Rich. That was a flex.
Okay, 1%er.
That is utterly stunning to me. So you're not going to vote, I'm guessing, because you have no idea where it is. And if you're just finding out that there's an election tomorrow, you're not going to vote.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Okay.
Well, you still have 24 hours to do a little research. And to figure out your precinct, that's easily Googleable.
I don't even know that I would encourage somebody to vote right now.
You don't know anything.
Right? If you don't know anything at all. Mm-hmm. Right. So there are going to be parts in Indiana and in Pennsylvania where it's Amish country and you just wouldn't cast a vote at all.
Correct.
Okay. Right. I appreciate it. I would have never predicted that. That's never great. In a million years.
But Amish makes sense.
Yeah.
That
might be it.
That's the one that we said space. We said, you know, submarine.
Coma, we missed.
And then we got
space, coma, Amish.
There you go.
Only ones not voting tomorrow.
The Burt Show.
Sometimes you have to watch these Airbnb hosts very carefully.
Airbnb needs to be stopped because why am I paying double the price for an Airbnb and also having double the work that I would have at a hotel? I don't know if you've been to an Airbnb recently, but these hosts need to be stopped. They're getting a little out of control with these checkout instructions because that's definitely how I felt when I got a 20-step checklist for my Airbnb that I rented this weekend up in the North Georgia Mountains.
You kind of know what you're getting as soon as you come in and there is like a book of instructions, but also things that are going on in the area and stuff. Sometimes they'll put a highlight of a restaurant, but at the end of the book is the checkout instructions and sometimes they're 4 pages long.
Oh yeah, when you see that binder on the kitchen counter when you walk in, you know you're in trouble. And so here's the thing. As an Airbnb host, I understand this is your home. You own it. You know, you're not some big corporation. So you want people to take care of it. My argument is I want to know beforehand what I'm getting into because why when I'm hungover on Sunday and this is the last day of my vacation, I'm getting 20 things I have to do before 10 a.m. that I need to handle or you're going to leave me a bad Airbnb review and I'm never going to be able to rent some kind of Airbnb ever again.
Yeah, no, as soon as you it's not when it's like confirmed, but as soon as you check in. That day, you should get your checkout. That way you can plan accordingly before, like, instead of getting it right before you're supposed to walk out the door.
I even want to know before I book. Yeah. I want that in the instructions. If you are going to make me deep clean the entire house, I know to book with someone else. I'll pay an extra $150 a night if it means that I can just leave the house in peace at 11 a.m. like a normal time. So I had a really fun vacation this weekend. I went up with some girls to the North Georgia Mountains. We went to some wineries. We bopped around, went to some farmer's market. Good, clean, wholesome fun until Saturday night, which is where the instructions start to become a little bit of hindrance for my vacation joy because we woke up not feeling super great and all of a sudden I get a little ping from my Airbnb app and my host, who has been a great host thus far, the Airbnb was clean. She's very helpful when we couldn't get the fire pit to start because girls don't know how to start fires. And, you know, when I saw this massive list, I was
Little taken back. You knew it was going to be some work.
I threw up again. I was not feeling that great. So my host sends me a message. She says, "Hi, Abby, your stay is coming to an end, blah, blah, blah. We want to make sure your departure is a smooth one. So we're sending these checkout instructions so that there's no confusion about what to do when you're leaving. The checkout time, 10 a.m. Already kind of cruel. I feel like 11 a.m. is the standard. The 10 a.m. on a Sunday, like, come on, my guy. Like, this is ridiculous.
That's rough.
Leaving the property. The first one. I've seen this before in Airbnbs. Take out the trash to the large cans out front and close the lids. All trash must be bagged.
That seems fair. That's who knows typical. What's living up in the mountains and all that.
Yeah, typical, fair, a little annoying because why am I paying $200 for a cleaning fee? But whatever. Next one. Strip each bed of all of its linens and sheets and leave it on the floor. I've also seen this again. Not too shocking. Then this was the one that really started to pee me off because I was really just not in the mood to do any laundry. Please start a load of towels in the washer. Leave any remaining towels on the floor in the tub next to the laundry room. Okay, so now I got to do laundry on my vacation. Mm. Move all the furniture back to the original place. Place cover back on the lower deck TVs. Place all dishes in the dishwasher and start it. Unplug the arcade game. This is the one that really got me. Switch off all the lights. Leave upstairs, bedrooms, and living room fans to level 3. I'm sorry, what? Which one's level 3? Listen, if they're on, that's all you're getting from me. If it's level 1, if it's level 2, if it's level 4, that's it.
We've hit excessive, for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, there's more. Reset thermostat to 73 in the summer and 68 in the winter.
I do see that because energy bills can be a bit. And that's just pushing a little button, so I'm okay with that.
But then have them, you know what I mean? Like, have the maid do it when you come around with the $200 fee that I've already paid. Because also, I realize I read these wrong, and I'm not just now realizing this on air, that we set it to 73 and not 68.
So oh, no!
When I get 3 stars instead of five stars, I'm going to be very upset. Okay, clean the fridge of all the food. Understandable. Check all the windows and doors properly closed. Close the curtains. I don't know if all the curtains were closed. And lock the door when you leave. Your code will change shortly after your checkout time. So I felt like that was a little excessive. Having to do laundry, dishes, set the thermostat, set the fan to level 3. I mean, literally you're having someone stop by in 2 hours. Can the person getting paid to do this do that all? You know what I mean? It just seems a little ridiculous to me.
And I'm not really familiar with how the Airbnb system works all that well, but don't they have like managers that check all this stuff as well?
Mm-hmm. Usually.
Yeah. Yep.
What'll happen a lot of the time though, and I'm not saying this host did that, but they'll charge the cleaning fee, and there have been stories of someone just going on and doing around and doing a light dust. So it's not actual cleaning services that are coming in. The hosts are pocketing the $200 fee, having the guests do the majority of the work, and then having a friend come over and paying them $50 to do the rest.
Gotcha. That's what you got caught up
in. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. So Airbnb was supposed to be the cheap alternative to hotels, and now it's just making me feel like I'm being forced to do labor hungover on a Sunday, which I could do at home.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, Kristen, who really has been the villain in this classic movie?
Yes. So there are some protagonists that we thought were protagonists, but when we sit back and really look at some of the things they've done, these characters in movies, we're like, wait a minute. You were the villain the whole time.
Oh, yeah, like the Devil Wears Prada and the boyfriend in that?
Exactly is what I'm going for. So Stephen Colbert was recently interviewing Robin Wright. And you may remember Robin Wright played Jenny in Forrest Gump.
Jenny.
And
Princess Buttercup. The Princess Bride.
There's also that. But there is online rumblings that Jenny was actually the villain in Forrest Gump because of the way she treated Forrest. And this is Stephen asking her about it.
How do you feel about sort of the popular online argument that Jenny is the villain of Forrest Gump?
Okay.
You've heard this, right?
I just heard it in the green room.
Never heard that before? Have you seen Forrest Gump?
But think about it.
Yeah?
I would not like to use that character as a reference for Jenny, but think about how she treated Forrest.
Not great.
So she's not denying it. Mm-hmm. So she pops in and out of his life whenever it's convenient for her. She doesn't commit to him until she finds out she has an incurable disease. Oh, and she brings along their son, mm-hmm. whom she never bothered to tell him about.
Yeah. Yeah, she used him all those years?
Yes, uh-huh. She did. So I found some lists online, specifically from Ranker, of these characters that we've always looked up to and we think are protagonists, but people are like, they're actually the villain. Now brace yourself for this next one.
Okay, because these are always the most fun for me, movies, is like, you're not really sure who you're supposed to be rooting for and who you're supposed to be rooting against.
Oh, no. And these are very much like, we always thought they were the heroes, they were the protagonists, but now we're starting to break down their flaws, mm-hmm. and realizing they pulled one over us. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wait, what?
Mrs. Doubtfire is the villain. So Mrs. Doubtfire, played by Robin Williams, and was like spectacular, right? Follows a father as he pursues a harebrained scheme to spend time with his children following an acrimonious divorce. Disguising himself as an elderly woman in order to be hired as the kid's nanny, he weasels his way back into the household with results that are hilarious, but also somewhat troubling. The fact that he resorts to deception to be closer to his kids on its own, forgivable maybe for some, but the scenario changes when he begins undermining his ex-wife's relationship with her new boyfriend and even goes as far as to contaminate his food with a pepper he is extremely allergic to. The film never feels like it's depicting something sinister, but the character's actions are difficult to condone when truly considered.
Is Carrie Bradshaw on this list?
It's only movies.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Carrie Bradshaw, yeah. she is the real villain.
I've heard that argument a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Grandpa Joe in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, preach, I hate Grandpa Joe.
Is this just because of the sleeping situation?
Well, oh, my God, he's the worst.
What?
So Grandpa Joe has garnered such a bad reputation over the years that there's even a website called Say No to Grandpa Joe, exposing the truth.
Cassie's been waiting to argue about this for years.
Grandpa Joe is kind of selfish. He spends money on tobacco while the other seven members of his family are forced to eat cabbage soup every single day. Another solid argument for Grandpa Joe's villain is that he is nothing more than a slacker. He could have been working the 20 years that he spent in bed constantly criticizing his family, pretending to be sick. Oh, but then he gets a coveted golden ticket and all of a sudden Grandpa Joe can jump out of bed and he's spry.
That's a good point.
That is
fair. I feel like he doesn't even offer, like, he's like, I'll go with you, Charlie. Doesn't let dad go. That would be a great dad-son bonding moment,
right?
But it's got to be Grandpa Joe. Couldn't get out of bed ever and ate the cabbage soup. I hate Grandpa Joe so much.
All right, you think he's a protagonist, but he's actually the villain. Maverick in Top Gun.
What? How is that possible?
Yeah, I see it.
Navy pilot Maverick, played by Tom Cruise, doesn't listen to authority, even though he's in the actual military. And that's sort of exactly what you're trained to do.
But that was his character. He's a rebel.
Iceman Val Kilmer tells him the enemy's dangerous, but right now you're worse. Dangerous and foolish. And he is. Maverick is very unsafe when he flies. He wrangles with his father issues and can't control his anger. Maverick's ego is for real, writing checks that his body can't cash. At some point, either Maverick has to grow up and act like an adult, or he's going to continue to put himself and his co-pilots in danger, not to mention risking billions of tax dollars in material and resources.
That one doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. To put it that way, I can see it.
All right, next, Tony Stark in Iron Man. He's not a hero. He's actually the villain. Now, one can make a claim that the philanthropist turned vigilante hero can be perceived as villainous. When we first meet Robert Downey's Tony Stark in 2008, he is a selfish and extremely rich. He gets himself into hot water with a group of really bad guys. He witnesses the mass destruction that his creations cause and opts to close his department in Stark Industries. The rub is that the U.S. military receives most of their arm resources from Stark, everything from armors to tank. So when Stark stops his supply, the U.S. defense is greatly compromised. His short-sightedness, ego, and singular thought put the country in extreme danger.
Hard to argue any of those.
It really is. When you dissect them and you really look at it, you can't tell good from bad anymore.
I know,
All right, so did you miss any of the Burt Show this morning? Did you miss Mo being attacked in his DMs? He don't care. He's doubling down. We talked about that earlier this morning that you can get on the podcast. Why did I almost hit a senior citizen right in the junk this weekend? I had very good reason. Very good reason. You're going to have to catch the podcast later on today. It's The Burt Show on all podcasting platforms.
The Burt Show.
Mo, how many dates would you have to go out with a girl, and if you didn't get a kiss, you'd be like, okay, I'm in the friend zone. It's not going to happen here for me.
Two or three.
Yep. I'm with you. You know, at most 3 weeks, right?
I would say.
All right, Kristen, you want to take it next level?
4 years.
Huh?
4 years.
Nope. And they've never kissed?
They've never kissed, and they just got engaged. Listen, to each their own. Who are we to judge?
I am. I'm here to judge.
Personally, I signed up for this job to judge.
Right. That kind of makes it fun about it, right? All right. So there, I don't know why it got into my algorithm, but it did. And Caitlin won all. Says, disclaimer, you don't have to kiss to get a ring. And there's a video of her fiance getting down on bended knee, putting the ring on her finger. She's jumping up and down. She puts her arms around him. He twirls her around. No kiss. And the caption says, we've been together for almost 4 years and still have never kissed. I couldn't be more grateful to have this incredible man of God in my life that will soon be my husband. Okay, all I'm saying is don't go to the comments.
Now, anywhere in the Bible, it doesn't say you're not allowed to kiss a dude, right? It just says you're not allowed to do the, you know, before your wedding day.
That's actually exactly what it says.
Yes. Song of Solomon. One. That's the sex chapter. Anyway.
It's not a sin to kiss somebody, though, right?
No. So I'm pretty sure I saw that video on my timeline. And as somebody who comes from a Christian background, this is not the first couple that I know that's done this. And it's not like people think it's a sin to kiss, but they're like, okay, if we start... if we start licking the icing, I might eat the whole cake, if that makes sense. Right.
And lust.
That snowball will just...
That snowball effect, okay. Yeah.
And lust is a no-no. So if you start kissing, then now we're talking about lust, right?
Because that's one of the seven deadly sins, right?
Yes.
Isn't it?
I believe so.
All right, let's see if we can name the seven deadly sins.
Oh, I don't know. Murder. I'm pretty sure I'm dead five times.
No. Lust, greed. Envy, greed.
How is murder not on that list?
I mean, murder's, like, there's seven deadly sins, but it's more like emotions than it is, like, an action.
Listening to Nickelback.
that's the Constitution. I don't know, there's...
Wrath, would be murder.
That would be murder.
Sloth.
Didn't we say gluttony?
We did not say gluttony.
You didn't say that one.
Yeah.
Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy.
Having a joint couples account on Instagram.
Facts need to be in.
I want to hear your version of the seven deadly sins.
There's one more that everybody's missing.
What we got?
Did you say envy?
Pride.
Pride.
I know that's the worst of
there's
them all.
A whole parade that's a sin. Right. And I will be there gladly.
All right, manifestation should be able to work both ways. Jackson might be onto something here.
I think for me, manifestation in this whole law of attraction to me has been something that I've thought about and more or less believed in throughout my entire life. I think growing up, I never really put the thoughts into like actual words, but I always sort of believed, you know, in the saying, I think, therefore I am, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until later on in life when I started, you know, actually seeing stuff about this whole manifestation thing, law of attraction, that I started reading books about it and realizing that, hey, there might be something going on here, right? And as much as I've believed in that side, there's an entire another side to this whole thing that I also kind of feel like is very true, especially for me. And I'm curious to know if you guys also feel the same. So what I'm talking about is when you want something so badly in your head, you're looking forward to something. It can be anything. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it too much, if you tell too many people, if you talk about it too much, then that either causes it to not happen or it causes delays along the way or speed bumps along the way before it actually comes true. So what I mean by this is, as a kid, this is a perfect example of the very few times that my parents would let me order something from one of those TV infomercials. You know, I'd be so excited to get them. And through my excitement, without fail, every time, it gets delayed, it comes broken, it gets delivered to the wrong place, something like that, right? And then in growing up, it's happened for a lot of other things. The example of the story that I told you guys where I hit the caddy with the golf ball, that round of golf is something that I had hyped up so much in my head and was looking forward to. I was talking about it to everyone. I was telling everybody about it. And then, of course, the problem occurs when I'm there, that it doesn't pan out to be quite the thing that I wanted to do, quite the way I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, didn't you kill a caddy?
I did not kill a caddy. I maybe injured a 7-year-old caddy.
Have you checked in on him? Do we know he's doing okay?
I have not.
That he wasn't concussed and something happened later?
It hit him in the chest.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm curious, like, have you guys noticed that this happens in your lives as well, where you think so highly of something, some future event, some future thing to happen, and you almost speak it out of existence because of your excitement about it?
Oh, sure. Chargers in the Super Bowl, Padres in a World Series.
No, shocker, you went straight to sports.
Right.
No, for sure. Same. And we've joked about it on the show. So,
yeah. I know. And so,
my Gracie Award that will never be.
It might.
Okay.
Do you find yourself also like trying to not think about it a lot or trying to keep it really close to the chest so that you're not talking about it too much?
Yeah.
I typically try to downplay things that I know are major events in my life. Like, I don't tell people. I think that's a good one because everybody's not praying for you. You got to know that. But I also, in my head, if I know it's a really big event, I'll convince myself that it's not, so that when I'm there, it kind of just naturally plays out as opposed to me being in my head about
it. Right.
Yeah. It's a sad thing that happens in adulthood because then you don't allow yourself to be excited for things, because I think historically, like 9 times out of 10, when you do get excited for something and you do have expectations for it, that's when the universe decides to just take a bat to it.
Right. And so that leads me into this whole thing where I have this pretty major, significant milestone life event that's going to be coming up in the next year. And I've wanted to talk about it so badly on air. I've wanted to tell, you know, everybody in my family and friends, everything like that. But I'm too worried that I've already told a few people about it. And honestly, if you did a little bit of thought into my life, you could probably know.
Is this the thing that we were talking about?
Yes.
Oh, so, your OnlyFans?
Now you spoiled it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I'm struggling so hard to keep it so close to my chest. But this is such a big deal to me that, one, I already feel like I've told too many people as is. And two, like, it's hard for me to feel like I'm being like stifled to not say too much and be too excited about it. It's been a huge problem, actually, because it's hard for me to keep my mouth closed.
Yeah, I always err on telling too many people.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, always.
How's that worked out?
I'm doing okay.
So far, so good.
Okay.
Golden retriever puppy over here.
Yeah, right. So excited.
That's me too, though. I get so excited, and I want to tell so many people about it, and I want to share this, and also I want to hear advice. I want to hear people's takes on it. That, like, it makes me want to say this to just everybody, but then
this is just a terrible tease. This is a terrible tease.
It really is.
You're not going to do it, are you?
What?
Are you going to talk about it? Are you going to say it?
Well, no. I was hoping that you guys would be like, no, keep it close to the chest. Don't say anything about it.
No, but I want to know everything.
All I'm saying is knowing how this show works, the minute you say it and it gets posted, you're going to have an onslaught of opinions.
Right.
So if you are ready to like disregard those opinions, because I do believe you need to have the mindset when you put stuff, why would you take criticism from somebody that you wouldn't take advice from? That is so, so key. So just know, you put your thought baby out there, and people are going to have a lot of thoughts about your thought baby. So do you want your baby to be criticized?
I see. Okay, so I need to actually fully internalize and kind of, you know, understand the magnitude of this before I come out and actually start sharing.
Or don't share it at all.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't get to anything anybody.
No.
Okay. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of things that I was really excited about that ended up being a massive letdown, Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
Oh, there's a great lineup, was it? John Mulaney?
John Mulaney was hosting with musical guest Chappell Roan, right? Who is like the, other than like Taylor Swift, Chappell Roan is like the it pop star right now that's on the rise. I mean, she's kind of becoming the Lady Gaga of Gen Z. She's been a very polarizing personality to follow, but nonetheless, like her music is becoming such a big deal that her star is hot right now. Mm-hmm. So, and she also has like a, I mean, despite the fact that she has a polarizing personality, it's still one of those people that you're excited to see how they're going to play out on Saturday Night Live. Like typically it seems like sometimes the host will be a part of it, a part of the sketches and, you know, have some main roles. But a lot of times the musical guests will also do a couple of sketches. So on Saturday, Rebecca and I posted up in front of the TV to watch Saturday Night Live and see what Chappell Roan was going to do.
That was your first problem. You watched it live.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
We were so, that's how you know we were excited about it, that we were at a party on Saturday, you know, hanging out with a bunch of girls, and we sat our butts down to see what Chappell was going to do.
When you watch Saturday Night Live live, it never lives up to the hype. Now, if you watch it the next day in those little bite-sized clips of all the funny stuff, because that's all I see, I was like, oh, they had a pretty solid show this past week.
I was having the same impression, because when I started checking on Sunday morning, there were clips all over the place. Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
Andy Samberg was on, and John Mulaney seemed like he did, and then there was it seemed like it was huge, but it never fails. Abby, I'm the same way. When I watch SNL like actually live, it never lives up to the
commercials.
Hype.
Kind of slow down the momentum, like when you can see just like a clip here and there on TikTok, it seems hysterical. But to our point is, we were really excited to see her be funny, because I feel like we've only seen negative press about Chappell recently, like when she yelled at some photographers and demanded an apology. Like, we were excited to see a more lighthearted version of herself, and she only did her performance, which I know is what she signed up to do, like as a musical guest, like that's really all you have to do. But I really wanted to see her in some sketches.
I think that makes some sense for at least what I know of her. And I have sort of attached myself to her struggle with this new public life. And she's been so, so vulnerable and so honest about being depressed at times and having anxiety, that it makes sense to me that she just goes in there, just does what she's good at, doesn't want to see the criticism of acting, and then takes off.
And then she's done. But she did give us a performance of a new song that she had been kind of teasing for a while, because she mentioned how she wanted to go down more of a country route for her next album, which she's also been teasing. And so her new track, The Giver, actually seems like it's a pretty good bop. Basically, the whole song is, if you're dating a country boy, don't date a country boy, date Chappell. Okay. And how she's more of a giver than her country boy is. All right, there's a sequel that people have been kind of hoping for like the last 30 years from Disney, that the director says is never going to happen. So I'm talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which came in the 80s. It won like 4 Academy Awards. It's a Disney classic. But the director says that despite the fact that there's a really good script for a sequel that Disney has, they're probably not going to make it, all because of one character. And of course, that character is the very controversial Jessica Rabbit. So if you've never seen the movie, Jessica Rabbit is like this tall redhead, very voluptuous, Kim Kardashian type body, snatched waist, leg hanging out of like a nice tall slit in the dress. Very plump chest. I mean, it's definitely not something you would typically see in a kid's cartoon, but I was surprised. I'm like, I feel like Disney has come a long way from being like very, very family friendly to kind of pushing the boundaries.
Oh, that was like, that's like peak 80s right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This, yeah, it's just for 2024, I just couldn't imagine them releasing a character like that without it getting either. Just slammed.
They would get crushed.
Yes.
I mean, in the 80s, we had cartoons that were smoking in the cartoons, yeah. And that was okay. Yeah, but people are like, okay, well, if you're going to have Deadpool under like the Disney umbrella where there's like jokes about pegging, you know what I mean? Like maybe lighten up a little bit about a cartoon woman with some boobs.
Yeah.
But speaking of Ryan Reynolds, Martha Stewart decided to go on the record and say that she doesn't think that Ryan Reynolds is very funny. In a new, on the Rent-Free game show, she said that there are some celebrities that are really fun to hang out with, but Ryan's not one of them.
We asked Bilt members, what celebrities would be the most fun to hang out with?
I'm sure Snoop Dogg's on the list. Oh, number three. Let's see. He's probably on the list just because he covers himself up in his movies and you don't see his face. Ryan Reynolds, is he one of those? And you want to know something? He's not so funny in real life.
Really?
No, he's not so funny. He's very serious. Brad Pitt? George Clooney? See, I'd like to hang out with those guys.
She's not a fan of Ryan Reynolds, which I think is shocking to most people, because if you go to Ryan's any of his social media, he's kind of a jokester. He's a funny guy.
I want to say that I caught myself the other day saying to the woman that I am dating, I said something that no man in America has said to their girlfriend. And that was, hey, do you want to watch the Martha Stewart documentary?
It looks good.
I know. That's why I said it. And as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, I can't believe I just said that.
Gotta take your man card back. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I saved this for sort of the end of the show here because I knew it would bum you out a little bit. Your alma mater is going bankrupt.
The University of Kentucky?
No, TGI Fridays. Closed 50 locations, and now they filed for Chapter 11. I'm sorry.
And here it's no longer Friday.
No.
That's such a bummer.
So sorry,
no more
man.
Jack Daniel's sauce?
No.
Huh.
I know it's sad.
I'm not surprised.
Me neither. What's shocking is how long they've lasted.
Yeah, but you still, that's like one of your go-to places if you're in Terminal
for
A
sure.
At the airport. You always hit up
sure.
Fridays.
Yep, for yes. Sure. You're so happy when you see it.
Yeah.
All right, Cassie, so what's your question about girl dads and girl parts and all that?
So my friend just had a new baby, which is great. Her name is Melody. She's so cute. And she was telling me, mom was telling me that dad has said that he does not need to know about girl parts for Melody Because mom is in the picture, and that's mom's area of expertise. Mom has those parts, so is dad. He doesn't need to understand how any of it works. And she disagrees vehemently because she's like, this is your daughter. One, you should understand how women's bodies work anyway, because how do you think your baby got here? But you, if I'm not in the picture one day, you're going to need to know what to tell her. And he's like, that's not going to happen. And if it did, we'd cross that bridge when it comes to it, this, but I don't need to know all that stuff. It's either going to be you or the doctor. Like, I don't need to know any of it. And she's like, you should want to be an active participant in your child's health. And then his counter argument is, when is that going to happen when you're not around? Like, if anything happens downstairs, you're going to want to be in on that, like, action, so to speak, because you have the same parts and you would understand it better. So why do I need to go learn about all these parts when it doesn't really concern me, because you'll always be around? And if you're not, I would take our daughter to the doctor to get checked out.
His logic is so flawed.
It is.
Like, it's just, it's just so flawed. Like, if you care about somebody, wouldn't you want to know how those things work, just from a empathetic, sympathetic, loving standpoint?
It's a lot to learn at this age. Are there just five things that he could learn?
You can teach an old dog new tricks. It is plausible.
How about just the basics?
Yeah, well, he's not that old. He's like 27 or something like that. And so she's wondering if, like, he feels uncomfortable or something like that. And she's like, I don't know how to talk to him about the fact that he should be aware of what's going on with her daughter, because this is a lifetime commitment and he's going to need to be able to school her on things in the future and have conversations about female issues from a male point of view. And she's like, I want my child to be well-rounded. I want her to hear things from both her mom and her dad. But right now, dad is like acting almost kind of scared, not icked out, but like almost like it's calculus.
Well, it also, because I mean, we've proven it on this show and we see it all the time. Most guys don't know how women's parts work, right? Even as adults, dudes don't know. So they're trying to pick up this education at 27, 28 years old. They're afraid to learn it because they don't know it and they might give out the wrong information. I think the common thing to do is, like, dad takes care of son's parts when those questions come up and mom takes care of women. I'm not saying it's right. I just think that's the way it's always kind of.
But you can vote on it. But that's okay. I'm sorry. I digress. But continue.
But so, like, the thing is, they've agreed to share diaper duty. Like, he is an equal partner. And she's like, you need to know if something is wrong down there. Like, what if I'm not home and something's going on? You're not going to send me. I don't want you to send him pictures. You need to know what's normal and what's not typical so that we can address it.
I'd be in a panic.
I understand where you're coming from, for sure. And, like, dad should take care of son's parts and mom. But at the same time, like, the backup quarterback knows the plays just in case.
So, you know, some of the playbook.
You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah, to me, this is kind of like the equivalent of buying a car, but not feeling like you need to know anything about how to take care of the car just because, like, your friend's a mechanic or your husband's a mechanic. Because at the very least, you should know the bare minimum of something that you are charged with taking care of. And it doesn't mean you need to know every single scientific fact about the fallopian tubes, but maybe just, like, the rule book. You know what I mean?
And it's also, like I said, showcasing being invested in your child's health and knowing how that stuff works. I think there's a valuable lesson here. Like, you know, I'm taking Jimmy to the bathroom. I wasn't born, like, I don't have a penis, so I don't know how you're supposed to hold one. But when I take him to the bathroom, I have to figure that out to help him so he's not peeing all over his pants. And that's something that, while it wasn't the most comfortable thing, it's something I had to learn how to do in order to help my son go to the bathroom and, you know, and use the bathroom accurately.
But your parts are so much more complicated than our parts.
That's not an excuse.
I'm just saying, yeah. Like, your job there is to, like, teach him how to hold it. Okay, your job's done. Whereas with a girl, there's so much more stuff going on down there.
There is, but, you, like, welcome to our world.
And I don't know, without going into detail, I've definitely hit up Chad a couple of times and been like, yo, I need you to come check this and make sure everything is looking good, because I don't know. But that's part of the learning process for me. So now I know what's typical and what's not typical.
Wait,
with my son.
You've asked Chad to check on you or check on your daughter?
My son. Unclear. Okay. On my son, like, a part I don't have. Called him in and been like, hey, I'm not quite sure about this. You have the parts. Can you educate me and tell me? Gotcha. And so now I know if I see it again, it's normal.
Hey, Jordan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, so yeah, I had my daughter about 7 months ago, and I was in the same spot this guy is, but I wouldn't say I was uncomfortable. It wasn't that I didn't want to learn and I didn't want to be like do that type of stuff. I was just really uncomfortable with like just cleaning a girl's diaper and stuff like that is different parts.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, she's 7 months now, I'm like, I clean her. I sometimes spot stuff my wife doesn't spot, and like you know, it's just it's awesome just to like know what you need to know. You know?
Do you I mean, because what you're talking about is like you use the car analogy, basic maintenance. But if there was anything more sophisticated, you would probably go to your wife or you'd go to a doctor, right?
I'm going straight to my wife, man. I'm calling that number so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I can tell her that he's wrong. He needs to learn.
The Burt Show.
I forgot how fun these political attack ads are to put together for each other. It's going to be ugly tomorrow.
Mo, you get roasted.
I'm very nervous about how excited Kristen is about this.
I mean, you're going to get buried, and then I'm going to dig up the body and bury you again. I am so excited for yours now. Don't get excited for yours. This is my first rodeo.
Oh, here. I'm telling you right now, bring it. Set the bar low. Bring it. It's okay. Bring it. All the quotes I got for Kristen are just about bathroom behavior. It's hard to make someone look bad when they're so adorable.
I already make myself look bad enough as it is.
I want to thank you for all the material and content you supplied for me putting together your political attack ad.
I'm prepared to get destroyed.
It wrote itself. So we swore we were going to stay away from politics during this season because we, along with you guys, know you just kind of need that escape. And we weren't into it either, man. So we're like, okay, we're not going to talk about politics, but you guys would not have that. You're like, okay, I understand that, and I respect it, and I love it. Thank you so much, but you need to do the attack ads for each other. So we all drew earlier this morning. We knew who our victims are going to be, who our candidates that we're going to be running against are. Abby's is the one that I wrote one for.
Yep, I wrote mine for Mo.
I wrote mine for Bert.
I wrote mine for Kristen.
Right. So tomorrow morning we will do all of them.
I'm Kristen Klingshern, and I approve this message.
I do not.
All right, Abby, what did you learn about hot tubs this weekend?
Apparently a very important lesson. I've recognized that the last couple of weeks I've talked a lot about alcohol, and some people have DM'd me saying they're concerned about me.
Aww.
I'm really not a heavy drinker, but every now and then a really good story starts with a bottle of wine.
Yes.
It's never starting with, I had a good Caesar salad. It's always just a good bottle of wine. And I learned
I'm curious, did it? Because I don't remember. Did you ever ask anybody what they thought about your drinking?
Have I ever asked anybody?
Yeah, like anybody online?
No.
Okay, just curious why they would offer up that info if you didn't ask.
Because, you know, they're listeners. Yeah, they feel entitled to an opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, they like to make judgments and then call you an alcoholic.
But there was no poll. Am I an alcoholic?
No!
Please DM me.
Hey, listen, if I'm asking that question, just send me to AA.
I'm not concerned about your alcohol consumption, but the fact that you did get in a hot tub, a.k.a. UTI soup. But go ahead.
UTI soup. Well, I'm feeling okay right now.
Good.
We'll see how I feel in a few days. But I did learn something very important about hot tubs that I feel like is a PSA. Now that we're getting into cold weather season, I know a lot of people in Atlanta are going to be going up to the mountains. I know for me, that was number one on my checklist when I was looking for a cabin. I was like, there needs to be a fire pit, maybe, but definitely a hot tub.
Sure. For sure.
So this weekend, I went up to the North Georgia Mountains with some girlfriends, and I genuinely went into this weekend with like no plans. I'm like, we're going to hang out by the fire, make some s'mores. I got my s'mores bar ready.
Hey, how was the savory s'mores?
So good.
I knew it.
So I don't know if you've seen this video floating around the internet, but people are now starting to do savory s'mores where instead of roasting a marshmallow, they'll get one of those little mini brie's from Publix or Trader Joe's and they put the brie cheese over the fire. So then it's all melty and then you put it on a cracker and you get like some fruit and some honey. Oh my God, it's so good.
I cannot wait to do it.
So my dad got me like a s'mores maker like 7 years ago and I finally broke it out so I could roast my little brie cheeses and have some wine with the girls. So on Saturday, we got this recommendation to go to this new vineyard that just opened up in Ellijay. It's called Rue Mountain Vineyards. So nice. And turns out they have the most drinkable white wine of all time because they make it with apples. I have never heard of this before. Apple wine. I've heard strawberry wine. I've heard blueberry wine. I've heard of blackberry wine. Apple wine I've never heard of.
Isn't that just like
apple cider.
No, it tastes like a Sauvignon Blanc. It was really so good. And a beautiful bottle, too. Anyway, this is not a paid endorsement. But we were drinking, having some charcuterie. And then we go back to the house. And we're, like, pretty fine. Like, we just had a couple of glasses, some cheese, some apples, you know, all that stuff. And then we decided it's time to get into the hot tub. And then I don't know what happened after that. Because I woke up butt naked in my bed with a lot of strange memories from the night before. I don't know if you've ever seen like an episode of The Real Housewives when they go away for a weekend and it's just like girls gone wild debauchery.
The girls' trips are always the best part of watching a Real Housewives franchise because that's just when all the S goes down.
I don't know who I became that night. I vaguely remember a vape being passed around. I don't typically do the drugs. Not really a thing I typically do. A vape was passed around. I remember we were all naked at one point in the hot tub. Twerk. I mean, it is, looking back on it, I'm like, that was an episode of The Hangover. Like that, whatever happened last night. And I don't even know how we got there because all I remember is having one glass of wine in the hot tub thinking, this is just going to wind me down before we watch Chapel Roan on SNL.
And you guys never left the cabin. So it all happened right there in the cabin.
Thank God. There's probably camera footage. I'm going to be on the internet somewhere if my Airbnb host hears me talking about her on the radio. She's got blackmail against me.
I'm guessing
me.
Like the altitude and the heat from the tub maybe had something to do with it.
Accentuated the alcohol. I too have been on a girl's trip in the mountains. Ended up naked in the hot tub. I think that is a common girl story, but I would love to ask Mo and Bert, anytime you guys have gone on a guy's trip and y'all end up naked in the hot tub?
That has never happened.
Naked in a hot tub? Get the F out of here. Never, man.
Not even close.
So what did you learn about the hot tub?
So here's your PSA. Alcohol in hot tubs expand your blood vessels, which makes your blood pressure get higher, so it makes the alcohol move through you faster.
Okay.
So even though you've only had two glasses of wine, it feels like you've had three bottles.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
And then you're going to end up naked in the hot tub next to all your friends.
So you can save your money on alcohol consumption if you buy yourself a good hot tub in the long run.
Really? I made money that weekend.
Yes.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
It's deck days at Lowe's, and the savings are stacked. Right now, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking from top brands like Trex, TimberTech, and Deckorators. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. The deck's stacked in your favor with brands pros trust. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.